can see him on his throne. Now I'm too near to turn back now. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm heaven bound. Yeah, I'm on my way to heaven, amen. I hope you are. And I tell you what, I want you to turn with us over the book of Revelation, chapter 4. I'm going to read some of this, and some of you is going to look at me crazy. I guarantee you, this is where it starts getting tough, amen. It's usually where everybody stops reading at the end of chapter 3. I'm not going to try to explain it all this morning. I just want to get what God laid on my heart. I seemingly just cannot get this thought off of my heart. And been studying a lot in the book of Revelation here lately. And I'm just preaching the thoughts the Lord's given me and learning the rest of it. Amen. I want you to stand for the reading of God's Word. This is a very short chapter. 11 verses in this chapter, if you're willing and able. If you're not able, then that's fine. This morning, I appreciate the service we've already had this morning. Appreciate Sunday school and appreciate you being here today. Don't get caught up in chapter 4 of missing the main theme, all right? When I read this, I want you to keep your mind and heart focused on what John was seeing. The Bible said in chapter 4, the book of Revelation in verse 1, he said, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will shew you these things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat on sat was to look upon like a jasper and sardis stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. Upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. They had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, and the fourth beast had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure are all pleasure they are and were created." Amen. And then I want to read couple verses in chapter 5, starting in verse 11. He said, And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the 4 beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. You may be seated this morning. I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the good meeting, Lord, we've already been able to feel. I thank you, Lord, for a good choir, Lord, that loves you and knows what they're singing about. And I'm thankful, Lord, I know I'm on my way to glory land. because of what you did at Calvary. And I pray, Lord, if there's one under the sound of our voice, Lord, that's never been saved, never ask you to forgive them of their sins, I pray this will be that good hour. Lord, they'll see you sitting high on your throne. Lord, I pray, God, today you'd bless every heart, Lord, that's come and put forth the effort to come. Lord, help us, Lord, these things that seemingly bothered us on a day-to-day basis. Lord, you give us the answer to all these things if we'll just trust you. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, now you just help us, Lord, not get ourselves in the way. Lord, to say anything that might be confusing or to lead somebody in the wrong direction. But, Lord, just let us preach that you've laid on our heart. And, Lord, leave it with the people, Lord, and feed them and touch their heart in a special way. Lord, whatever's accomplished, Lord, in the altars with your people or in the hearts of your people, we'll do our best to remember, Lord, it's nothing we've done, but it's all because of you. For it's in Jesus' precious and holy name we ask all these things here this morning. Amen and amen. I begin to think here, as we was reading this past week, in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, in verse 1, John was on the Isle of Patmos, if you would have it there. He was separated away from his brethren. And after God had Jesus began to talk to him about the seven churches of Asia, the Bible said, John said, "And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me." And I'd just like to start off real quick to say I'm glad that there's a door in heaven. Amen. I'm glad God can open it. And every once in a while we can get a glimpse into glory. John wasn't the only one that seen heavenly things. He said we could sit together in heavenly places. Amen. A church ought to be a piece of heaven on this side. A place we can lay our troubles down. A place where our sins can be forgiven. A place where everybody to love one another. And no friction. And none of this backbiting or against one another. You might say, "Brother Jeff, I didn't know that place existed." Yes, it does. And it's called heaven. And I'm going there. Amen. One of these days. John was going through a tough time on the Isle of Patmos. None other like that we go through. I believe he is having a tougher time than most of us do. And God was helping him by letting him see something. Amen. He let him see the Son of God sitting on the throne. God was sitting on the throne. I got to studying a little bit this week about that. And it said that anybody that's ever mentioned the word seat or seated means that that position is occupied, that official is doing his job. Amen. That he's still in office. I'd just like to say today God's still in control. He hadn't been impeached. He hadn't been replaced. There's not going to be another vote. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. He's the creator of all things. He loves you. He died for you. He's been on the throne since he left here. Amen. And he's not going to come off of it. Amen. John seen him on the throne. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, I heard what was as if it were of a trumpet talking with me. People get so caught up and when they read things like this, but it said was as a trumpet talking to me. A trumpet is very loud. A trumpet gets your attention. Amen. If you don't like loud things, I've had people leave here and say, "Y'all's church is too loud." It's going to be loud in heaven. Amen. And it's going to be loud in hell. You better get used to it. There's not a quiet place to go to. Amen. There's going to be people praising the Lord. Brother Matters, I was reading about this throne, and he began to tell him, he said, there was a trumpet talking with me, as it was And that was his voice. You know, a trumpet will let you know when it's time to stand at attention and when it's time to move. It makes a certain sound. This is what I believe. I heard that certain sound one glorious morning, and I got up out of my seat, went to the altar, and some of you's already been saved, and you're going to hear another sound this morning of repentance, and others will hear a sound of attention. Praise the Lord. I'm glad when he speaks to all us differently because we're different. Amen. Ain't you glad we're different, amen? Praise the Lord. I'm glad there's a throne. And another thing a lot of people don't know, in this chapter here, the word throne's mentioned 12 times. Almost at least a good majority of all the other times in the scripture, it's either talking about a throne of a man, of mankind, like a king or a prince. But in Revelation, when it's talking about God's throne, it's mentioned more in this chapter than any other place. I was studying this week, and they said they call this the throne chapter. Praise the Lord. We've done stumbled in to a place where John was caught up in the Spirit, and Jesus gave him an invitation to come through the door and get a picture of his Savior on the throne, sitting high and lifted up. Amen. And I want you to know something. He wasn't the first person that saw that, amen. Bible said in the Old Testament, Isaiah said he said, I looked up and I seen the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. A lot of people don't know this, but if you don't, you're fixing to. I already knew this week, but it's good to be reminded. Amen. In a woman's wedding, the longer the train, the more people will talk. Amen. But when it comes to kings and princes, amen, the longer the train, that means the higher the authority figure and the more important he is. And Isaiah said his train filled the whole temple. It's running all through. Praise the Lord, every bench, every place your feet are at this morning. When the Holy Spirit comes through this place, he occupies every bit of it. Amen. There ain't a person in here today that could honestly say that 99 of us is feeling the Holy Spirit, but you ain't felt nothing yet. When we see him high and lifted up and on his throne where he is, it'll move us, amen. You know what don't move Baptist churches like it used to? Everybody's still sitting down. He said there was angels begin to praise the Lord. A while ago we was praising about Glory Road song. And now I'm reading about Jesus sitting on his throne. Ain't nobody got up yet. Say, well, we've been in a good meeting, Brother Jim. Don't sit down on the Lord yet. Amen. I'd rather you get up and praise him than praise a song any day. He's still on the throne. I like that old song. He's still on the throne. Praise the Lord. He's still in control. I don't care what you're going through. He's still on the throne. Amen. We need to remember that. This chapter, you'll notice, whole time I'm reading, Brother Thomas, every time I'm turning around, somebody's either thanking the Lord, praising the Lord. Somebody's hollering, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. People's tossing crowns off their head. People's getting on their face and worshiping God. And I wonder sometimes when God lets us know he's on the throne, where are we at? Why ain't we on our faces and on our feet praising the Lord? Holy, 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 holy is Jesus. Amen. Boy, most people would say, this ain't your average Baptist church. Neither is chapter 4. the average scene in the Bible. I was reading other night, and I've run the numbers before, and I might be wrong. But he said in chapter 5 there, they was angels, 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000 times 1,000. If I've got my numbers right, I didn't have a calculator. I'm trying to go off of memory. And I know it's a big number, but I believe 10,000 times 10,000, Darrell, if I got it right, is 100 million angels. Amen. And then he finished up saying, and 1,000 times 1,000, which is another million angels. And I don't believe that was all of them. Praise the Lord. It's amazing to me that every number he spake was rounded. All they counted the 12 tribes of Israel, and every one of them was 12,000, not 11,999 or 12,001, but they was rounded all. You know what that means? There's too many people to count. Praise the Lord. And there's too many angels around the throne, and John couldn't count them. Amen. You know what they said? That a normal army in a lot of places would run about 10,000. Remember when Gideon went down there and he had 30,000 men? God dwindled it down to 300. Praise the Lord. But John said, I see a number that no man can number in one place. He said, they're robed in white. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to quit being so quiet in church. You might say, Brother Jeff, we was loud this morning. We was loud on the singing. We ain't said too much on the preaching. And I don't care if I'm preaching and somebody else is preaching. We're talking about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that died for your sins, that's sitting on the throne making intercession for you and me. That ought to stir us up to where we praise Him. Amen. When's the last time? And I'm not being ugly. This is just the truth. I can't count how many times people's got up on their feet and praised the Lord during the song service of this church since I've been here. But I've yet, since I've been preaching here as the pastor, been shouted down, praised down, glorified down, where I just had to shut down my preaching because everybody got beside themselves because it was just so good. You know what that means? We're used to getting excited in the singing. We're used to sitting there and being quiet during the preaching. That's all that means. If I sang about a song of Him sitting on the throne this morning, everybody would have got up. But now I'm reading it straight out of the Word of God, straight out of God's mouth. We're all sitting here waiting on the next word to be said. What more needs to be said? I don't want you to do it just because I'm doing it. But is there not at least one person in the house this morning to think of a reason to get up on your feet and praise the Lord that He's still on His throne? I'm still waiting. You see how much it took for us to get up? I want us to try that one more time. I'm talking about you're saved because of this man. You got somebody to pray to because he occupies the throne. Don't let the beast and the 24 elders holler, holy, 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 while we sit here and don't praise the Lord. Amen. Didn't they say He's worthy to be praised? See, if we wouldn't praise Him, He'd get the trees to praise Him. You can be seated. I know you might say, Brother Jeff, that's so weird this morning. It's because you ain't used to it. There's been a few times, not many, Brother Mal, I got to preaching in revival, and so many ladies got to shout, and I couldn't even think about what I was supposed to be saying. I just had to quit and enjoy it. I was like, well, go on. Praise the Lord. Shout out, praise the Lord. You know, they had got excited about what Jesus had done for them. It's amazing. And it ain't just started here lately. It's been this way for years. I'll never forget Brother Lonnie Porter when he was my pastor. Probably at least 17, 18 years ago or even longer than that. One Sunday he got to telling a story, Brother Mallory, about a little mama possum. And he said, oh, she loved her little babies. And she went across and she grabbed one and she scooted across the road and went back and got another one. He said, and on that last little bitty baby, said, that mama went to go get that little baby, and about the time she realized a car was about to hit her, she flung that little baby on the side, and the car hit that mama. She laid there and suffered and died. And I tell you the truth. You listen to me. Everybody's going, ain't that good? That mama loves her babies. You know, nobody, Brother Lonnie was preaching on Jesus Christ being crucified. Nails drove through his hands and a crown of thorns put on his head. Beard plucked from his face, the whole service. And on the end he told that story, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, I just preached about Jesus being mutilated, where he can't even tell who he is. And he said, nobody was pulling their handkerchief out or crying. He said, we've got desensitized to it. We think it's just something we read about that wasn't real or true. He said, and then I tell a story about a mama possum, and everybody starts crying. We're more emotional about a mama dying trying to save her little babies than we are about Jesus Christ dying for our sins. Do y'all understand what I'm getting at? This really did happen. If you've never seen the movie Passion of the Christ, I sat there and say, whipped the Lord, he ripped the meat from his back, and this was as close to reality as you'll get, with tears streaming down my face, thinking, Lord, it's my fault you got beat like that. I don't care that it happened 2,000 years ago, friend, it'll still move us, amen. When's the last time you thanked him for taking your beating? When's the last time you come to the altar to just tell him thank you without asking for something else? Did you see how long it took me to prod us to get us up to just praise the Lord? I ain't come this morning to get on nobody. But I'm going to tell you something, church shouldn't be the only place you praise him neither. I've heard several preachers and singers say, boy, my mama used to be at the kitchen washing dishes. She'd get to be singing about how beautiful heaven must be. And get to shouting and praising the Lord, running through the kitchen, going, thank you, Jesus. You know, I've met some people like that that shouted in church. And I'm going to say shame on me, but I wasn't used to it. Wasn't around a lot of people did this. There was a lady at a church I used to go preach revival, and she'd get to shout, and I always get in there with her and say, well, praise the Lord, shout on. I run into her up at Walmart one Saturday time. We got talking about Jesus. She said, praise the Lord. She started, woo, shout right in the middle of Walmart, and I was looking around thinking, what in the world is everybody going to think? And then we'll get in church and have fellowship. And I'll hug Brother Mallory's neck. I'll hug Daryl's and Randy's. And I go through church, hug anybody's neck in here. It don't bother us. Then one day I was down there picking up some parts. And a good old brother come in there. And he said, Jeff Clark. And he wrapped his arm around the bear, hugged me. He said, praise the Lord Jesus. And my eyes was open. I was looking around. My feet was dangling, thinking, I wonder what everybody's thinking. You know, we don't think about that in church. We only think about it outside. Are we really ashamed of what we believe and who saved us and where we're going? I say shame on me. Should have shouted with her. There was a fella, I used to load trucks. He'd come in one Thursday or Friday. There on my job, and I was loading his truck. He and I just about got done. He said, when you got a minute, I need to talk to you. And I said, all right. And I thought he was just going to ask me a question about his load, Brother Randy. Got the truck loaded and closed the doors up, Brother Nick. I went over there and he got talking about Jesus. He said, boy, ain't the Lord good. He said, I just want to talk to you, preacher. He said, I've been full. He said, but the devil, boy, he's been fighting here lately. And he said, I just really need your help. And he said, why don't you come out the truck for a minute? I went out in the truck and he showed me something. He said, ain't this good? Tears start streaming down his face. He's going, whew, like that. And I was looking around thinking, I'm supposed to be in there working. I'm out here in the truck. He's praising the Lord. You know what he said? He said, I want you to pray for me. I just want us to really pray. And, you know, just like we always do, most of us say, I will. I'll get the church to pray. That wasn't good enough for him, brother. Man, you know what he said? He said, no, I ain't talking about later. I'm talking about right now. Come on. He got down, he took me by the hand, pulled me down. We got on our knees out there in the parking lot where the trucks get loaded and was talking to Jesus. You won't see things happening. Welcome growth. We're going to have to get where we can act outside the walls like we do inside the walls. Praise him. And on the inside of the wall, we can't be a little timid or shy about praising Jesus. Wednesday night's one of the first times in a while I've seen it. We had a good Wednesday night meeting. And Marty got up and started praising Jesus. She'd been gone for two or three services. And it takes that for some of us. We got to miss two weeks to get stirred up, I guess. I don't know. But boy, she is just praising Jesus. And it started getting all over me. The majority of us, though, even though we was enjoying, you know what we was doing, instead of joining in, we was watching Marty, see what she's going to do. I just want you to know something. We get in this scene that ain't none of the 23 elders is not sitting there watching one elder praise the Lord. All the angels ain't standing around watching one angel get excited. Everybody's getting in on it. How many of you remembers when you was a little boy, when the meeting got going good, everybody got in on it? The sinners even got in on it because they went to the altar and got saved or got right with Jesus. But now, and I'm not being ugly, we got one of the best churches going. I believe that with all my heart. I say that humbly. I don't say that like we're in competition. I'm just saying we can come here, we can feel the Spirit and love one another. God moving on people. I see God doing things in people's heart and life. But it's sometimes the things we do is in a form and a fashion, and we're denying the power thereof. You know, I like loud singing. Sometimes it just gets all over me. The Bible even said here that they was loud. Even there in heaven, they was loud. But you know, the Lord can move just as strong in a still, sweet, small spirit. And we don't have to be on our feet swinging our arms around for us to be praising the Lord. But I've said this many a time, I'm going to keep on saying, and the crowd decides there's no reason why we should ever have at least one person in the altar on their face praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, saying, Lord, you're worthy, you're holy. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have no hope. Brother D.B., where would we be without him? What would we be doing on Sunday if there wasn't no reason to come to church? That's all I've ever known, Brother Mouse. That's all I've ever done on Sunday was come to church and let Jesus know I love him. Can't even imagine trying to live a life in this world without coming to church. But is that all it is? Are we just coming? I want us to get to where I don't want it to be a form or a fashion. I don't want us to get where everything's always the same. I want us to get where we can really come in here and say, Lord, I had a tough time Wednesday. I appreciate you, Lord, for helping me through that when I was praying. And Thursday, my brother called me to tell me he loved me. Marty, how many times you pray about your brothers and sisters and then the Lord worked that out for you? Matter how many times Nancy probably prayed when you was laid in the hospital and you could be definitely a whole lot worse off health-wise in your day, but Jesus was on the throne and heard your wife praying. How many times this morning some of you been where you've lost a loved one and you just didn't know what to do or who to turn to and you realize that Jesus was still on the throne? Ain't that good this morning, Brother EJ? And things get tough. I know this message is a little different this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. There ain't nothing on that piece of paper. It's just a blank piece of paper I just had stuck in there. That's all I had on my heart is that he's on the throne. And if you notice, I want you to go back home, read that chapter. Think about this for a minute, what would happen this morning. I know everybody would think we'd lost our mind. If some of the ladies had a real nice, you ever had a tiara or something like that? Naomi's been in some pages, and she had these little tiaras that a man would buy and stuff that they'd put on her and stuff. What would y'all do this morning if some of the women was wearing that and all of a sudden they started coming up here and tossing them at the altar to let him know they ain't even worthy to have that on the head, they're going to give it to him. And people come down and started getting on their face and started praising the Lord and not asking for anything, just saying, thank you, Lord. And when I'd have nobody at 2 o'clock in the morning to talk to, and I started praying, Lord, I felt your presence just as real if mom or daddy was still alive and I could have sat there and talked with them. You know what's amazing? As soon as I say, let's get a verse, a song or something, people will come flocking to the altar. Because that's what we do. We wait for a certain time to pray. But I'm going to tell you something. Better listen to me. There's no time in heaven. There ain't no invitation time and a time to start and a time to start to stop the service. He said that they didn't have no rest day and night. This constantly praised Jesus. They didn't even want to take a break or rest. You know what they tell me at work? And y'all get out around 1 or 2 and y'all go back to church at what time? 6? That don't give you much time to rest, does it? That's all they're thinking about is the rest. You know, and I'm not being ugly. I'm just going to layer on out there. I think it'd be good one Sunday too if we just stayed in here. One Sunday, at least one Sunday. Till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like my colored brothers and sisters do that don't care about what time they get out. Until everybody gets where they're praising Jesus and fall in love with Jesus. That's why they don't care what time it is. They're in love with Him. And I'm not being ugly. Sometimes we're in love with food. At 12 o'clock or 12:30, we're worried more about where we're fixing to go eat than coming to the altar and telling Jesus, thank you for being good to us. I didn't come this morning to get on nobody. I come to remind us of something. That He saved you. He answers your prayers. He said He'd never leave nor forsake you, so He's always been with you through everything you've ever went through. And there's a song they sing in the Southern Gospel I really like. It says, thank you for the things, Lord, that I've never thanked you for. You've given me everything I need, but yet I still ask for more. I've took it for granted, Lord. And she says, but I just want to thank you again for the things that I never thanked you for. Is that us? Never thanked Him, forgot about things He's done for us? I hadn't praised Him in a long time. Everybody praises the Lord in a different way. I want Brother Nick to come get a verse of song, get ready to give us an invitation. Everybody praises the Lord in a different way. You might not shout, you might not come to the altar and wave your hands and things, but if you feel like doing that, don't let what somebody else does or don't do hinder you. I thought this message was going to go a whole lot different this morning than it did. I really did. This week I was reading and crying and enjoying myself. And I thought, boy, this is going to be good. And it just hit solemn this morning. It just sort of come along in a still, small voice. Nobody's hollering amen. Nobody's moving. And that's fine. That's fine. I know you heard what was said. But when you leave this place, if you can't do it in here, you need to find your place. Get back in your bedroom somewhere and just praise Jesus. You know something that got all over me? There's a movie, and I'm trying to remember which one it is. The Kendricks brothers made 2, 3, 4 movies. And I can't remember which one it is. But every time, even though I've seen him do it time and time again, I've almost thought, Lord, I wish you'd show me a field or a pasture somewhere. But that fella, he is going through a hard time, just kept having a hard time, kept having a hard time. And the Lord helped him and got him on track, and everything was going good for him. And they're playing this real good, beautiful song. And the next thing you see him out in this field saying, Jesus, I just want to thank you and praise you. The sun's shining through these trees. He's out in this field and he's just crying. And I get to crying every time thinking about that, that, you know, that's really what we're missing in the church today more than anything. He had 10 lepers that had leprosy. And I heard Brother Cook say something years ago that I'll never forget. He said, you know, the Lord said, where's the nine? And I was at Brother Cook's church and he said, you know, that's about the statistic of it. He said, God will do something for 10 of you and only one of you will come and say thank you. He said, I believe that's why he told that story. That old fella come back and just wanted to praise the Lord for what he had done. Has Jesus done anything for you that's worthy to be praised or magnified or to come say thank you this morning while they sing whatever verse of the song? Come on, Brother Deep. Let's rise to our feet.